House by Christopher Lee, starring Julian Glover as Charles Bannister and Timothy West as Dougal Baxter.
Oh, God. Charles. Charles. Hello. Henry? What's the matter? What time is it?
Henry, what happened?
What? Of course he's here. Hang on.
Hello. No, that's fine. I was at the house till 2:30. What? Oh, hang on. Let me think. No, can't. Sorry. Tea? 4 o'clock? Yes, all right. What? Right. See you then. Bye.
What's happened?
7:15 in the morning and he's thinking about lunch. No wonder he's the size he is.
He's coming to supper this evening anyway. It must be important if it can't wait till then.
Nonsense. He's always inviting himself to the Rag Wednesdays. It's the tea cake. What the hell's that?
You're both a couple of old club bores.
Something's there. It's the kitchen. You stay here.
Oh, my God. That's all he needed.
Hey, what the place? Hey, come here. It's a
flask.
It's dope.
Oh, get off. Get off, you stupid devil.
There's
mark
everywhere.
Oh, dear. What
the thundering blazes is this?
Well, he's not quite a Briard, is he, Mike?
I can see what he's not. What's he doing here?
Shall we make some tea? I'm looking after him. His name's Worcester.
What do you mean, looking after him?
Well,
where'd he come from?
He's mine, isn't he, Mummy?
Well,
he's a friend of mine. A friend of mine at college gave him to me. They wouldn't let him keep him, so he's only got a bedsit, so I said we'd have him.
Here? You must be out of your mind. He isn't even house trained.
Well, he's only young yet.
The kitchen's revolting. It's covered in poop.
It's not his fault. It frightened him.
It stinks. You can't treat this flat as if it was the farm.
Well, we'll take him down there at weekend.
And what happens during the week?
I'll take him for walks, I promise.
You're at college most of the day. When you're here, it's only to change or eat. Sorry, Polly, it's not on.
Oh, you can't just throw him out, can he, Mummy?
There's a perfectly good dog's home at Battersea. You take him this morning, they'll find him a good home lab by 5. They always do.
Oh, look, he's frightened, Mummy. You said he could stay.
I said ask your father.
When you've got a place of your own, you can do what you like. Keep llamas and anacondas for all I care. He goes. Meanwhile, perhaps you'd like to clean up the kitchen?
It's not her fault, Charles.
Is it mine? No, unless you've got a platypus in the bathroom, I'm going to have a shower and get to the house for a little peace and quiet.
Measures to be laid shortly before the House will, Mr. Speaker, go some way towards resolving the problems outlined last week by my right honourable friend, the Prime Minister. Furthermore...
Order! It cannot be seemly for right honourable and honourable members to behave in such a way, especially on such an important matter. Mr. Secretary Baxter...
Law and order, Mr. Speaker, cannot simply be a matter for legislation. It is maintained also by custom, practice and example, which members opposite would do well to remember.
Order now. Mr. Wickham, number 5, sir.
Information gathered on individuals for security reasons is strictly limited to extreme cases. For the same security reasons, it is not in the national interest to disclose such figures. I might add that this has been the practice of successive governments.
Mr. Whitcomb, is it not true that private inquiries into the activities of members of the public are on the increase?
Now, what's them mangus little stoat on about? Private inquiries? Meaningless. Substantiate.
From the Defence Ministry was designed to bring in someone who's used to letting clandestine organisations get on with dirty deeds while he keeps things quiet.
I have no idea what the Honourable Member for Albury means by private inquiries. Unsubstantiated statements can be of little relevance in this place. As for my previous role, I resent strongly his insinuations and demand that he withdraw them immediately.
Mr. Beresford, would my right honourable friend not agree that the workings of the security forces of this land are carefully monitored and essential to our democracy and something in which we can be justly proud?
While continuing the practice of all governments of never discussing the workings of elements charged with preserving national security, I nevertheless thank my honourable friend for the sentiment of his observation.
Miss Calloway,
from?
Where the dickens did he spring from? Thank you, answering at least.
The House of Assurance that no member nor potential member of the Select Committee on Defence will be investigated by MI5, MI6, the Special Branch, nor by any other agency of the government.
Now, who's put her up to that one?
So kind, dear boy. Such sensible teapots here. And free-range tea instead of those nasty surgical bags of floor sweepings.
Only a matter of time. Have the other tea cake, Henry.
Oh, I couldn't possibly.
You could. You always do.
Well, perhaps simply the one. Anyway, dear heart, from all you say, it was the fragrant Miss Cameron rather than the unspeakable Wigton who upset him.
You mentioned her father the other day. Something dubious.
Did I? No, so I did. Another time, another time. I'm afraid we're more interested in our friend.
I can't think why. Committee members have nothing to do with your people.
Not entirely true. Depends somewhat on the excursions and shopping expeditions they have in mind.
The Defence Committee, by definition, is always likely to look at sensitive issues.
So, sensible then if our friend were kept at arm's length.
You're out of line this time.
Well, there's nothing official, you understand.
Is there ever?
Well, of course not, dear boy. But as ever, there are reasons. Otherwise we would never think to... Well, you know.
This hasn't even got as far as the Committee of Selection, so I'm not sure you've any reason to worry.
So, much better if his name were left off.
It would cause one hell of a row.
Ways and means?
Not at the moment. Anyway, Wigton's hardly the first radical to get on that committee.
You know they'll be looking at GCHQ.
They may.
They will. It was left over. And I hear the new torpedo.
Do you now? I don't think any decision's been taken.
Come, dear boy. Given the chance of a juicy inquiry, of course they will. They love it. A bit of travel and headlines of even the most obscure MP at the end of it. It's all beyond their resistance.
It's also beyond your brief to interfere.
Perish the thought. Not interference. Simply suggesting that our friend should not be allowed access.
Wigton's no crypto pinko. He may be a pain in the backside, but nothing more.
I'm not for one moment suggesting that he'd pass information to the less desirable of the international community, but his tendency to fuss about sensitive matters could make life difficult.
Oh, Cheltenham? Benall?
Well, always a difficult matter.
Hardly thought there was much new to say nowadays.
It's a matter of delicate presentation.
And relations?
Perhaps.
You mean your CIA friends in Washington?
You know how sensitive the cousins can be. Question of confidence.
That's all sorted out, surely.
Confidence is easily upset. The cousins believe in polarization. Unlike us, America's a nation without the term left wing in its political vocabulary. To them, dear boy, it means but one thing.
But if you're nominated, how can they stop you?
You've got a bit to learn about this place, Jules. Happen they can, happen they can't.
I thought it all went before the Committee of Selection, and if there was no serious hassle, that was it.
Oh, there's hassle and there's hassle. They're already saying that being in CND disqualifies me. I'm not the first they've tried that on. Here, have a biscuit.
God, I hate these fiddly little packets. That's like saying being a member of BUPA means you can't be on the health committee.
Not to be trusted with sensitive information, that's me. They think I'm a raving red.
Is that why you think MI5 or someone's investigating you?
Oh, I'm not bothered about that. They've tapped more phones round here than you can shake a stick at. No, they think I'd vote for Stalin if he came back.
You do tend to encourage them, don't you?
I'll ignore that. Now, you see, Jules, half that defence committee's trained not to ask questions. The other half hasn't a clue what to ask anyway.
Surely they get advice.
Oh, the committee clerk's a wizard, brilliant. He gets in advisers by the bucket load, but members have to do the asking and ask all the follow-ups.
But if the chairman knows his stuff,
exactly.
Then
exactly. And there's going to be some infighting over that as well. They're going for a yes man.
I just don't believe it's that important.
So right it is. When someone's trying to keep you out in this place, you can bet your last brass farthing they're on the make.
Who is, then?
Baxter, for a start. I reckon his slimy paws in this somewhere.
But the Home Office isn't covered by the Defence Committee.
But if we pick the right subject, it'll cover the time he was Defence Minister, won't it?
I really don't see what it has to do with me now.
I just wanted to know if I had your support. We both know that a word dropped in the right place can save everyone a great deal of time.
Yes, of course, but I couldn't possibly be seen to intervene.
I was thinking of being heard rather than seen.
But surely you'll get the chairmanship again.
Well, that committee needs a strong man, especially if Wigton's going to be on it. Frankly, I can run it. And it may be in everyone's interest that I do.
Of course, but just supposing Wigton isn't.
Just supposing would be dangerous. We're in no position to make a fuss about him.
Yeah, he's CND, bit of a lefty.
True. Could be a problem with classified evidence, but keeping him off will cause more. Anyway, he knows the business. He actually reads that CND stuff.
Oh, what a propaganda rubbish. Pamphleteering of the first water.
Maybe propaganda, but not rubbish. No, Wigton might actually be useful.
Knowledge and responsibility are sometimes less than... Reconciliatory, is that the right word?
It's interesting how responsible some people become when they join committees.
Oh, really? Not that dreadful stoat.
We need a strong committee. There are one or two issues I want to get my teeth into this session.
Of course.
Do look, I hope I'm not interrupting, but I wanted a quick word.
Well, just a quick one. I was just telling Friend that the Defence Ministry was a thumb twiddler compared with the Home Office. I hardly stopped.
I won't keep you. I'm sorry, Michael.
No problem. See you later.
Yes, of course. And I shouldn't worry about that matter. I'm sure it'll resolve itself to everyone's satisfaction.
Wigton? Or shouldn't I ask?
Oh, why ever not, Keith? After all, it is, as you ex-naval people say, you're part of ship. tell me, you wouldn't have time for a bit of supper, by chance.
I'm not what I believe is called the doggy person. Apart from retrievers, of course. Invariably such sensible animals.
Well, Worcester never thought he had to be sensible to survive.
However, this one seems docile and friendly enough. He does rather keep one's feet warm.
Be careful, or Charles may send you a floor mop for your birthday.
Sherry?
He's so kind.
That's cruel. I told you this morning it wasn't his fault.
Your father was concerned less about the cause than the effect.
Thank you. Ah, yes, a terrible shock. One of the delights of bachelorhood is being by oneself in the morning. To sense there was more in one's kitchen than coffee grinder and toast rack would leave one quite speechless.
Charles didn't say much, but what he did say was rather powerful stuff.
He was utterly prattish. He wanted to have Worcester shot by 5 o'clock.
Did he now? Yes, he is rather good at taking decisions.
Oh, what's the mind of trolling?
All I said is damned animals to go. Get off.
Oh, not the sort of greeting one would normally expect from a condemned soul.
I think your brother likes you, Daddy. Oh,
before you ask, we rang the home and they suggested trying to let him settle for a couple of days. I promised to take him down to the country at the weekend.
Oh, very well, but keep him there, not here.
You really are typical of your lot. You pretend to be all green nowadays. You tramp all over the moors, say you love animals. But you're the same as the rest of them, a bunch of nymphs.
I thought I was nothing more complicated than a wrinkly. What the hell's a nymph?
Don't be patronising.
It's the latest polyism. Not in my kitchen.
Oh, God. The more I think about it, the less I'm hungry. I swear I can still smell the disinfectant. Now, where's it going?
You've upset him. He can't stand being in the same room as you.
Spare me from dogs, children and committees. It's been one of those days.
Come on, Polly, give me a hand.
Gladly. Well, so much for the champion of a caring and compassionate society.
How's your drink?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Sorry I was late. Small-minded politicking is time-consuming.
Do I take it that Brother Wigton has been bothersome?
Not him. Everyone else. It's getting out of hand. Tonight's debate is all but ignored. Everyone wants to know what's happening to the committee.
You lose the vote?
No, we'll be all right. The minnows are voting with us.
I'd have thought they would have scented blood.
They don't much like the sight of it at the moment. If it went to a confidence vote and got messy, they're frightened we'd have to call an election.
Would you?
Not on a debate. But it would be difficult if we lost a confidence vote. The minnows don't want that. The nationalists might. They're quite capable of pressing every self-destruct button in sight. But the others know they couldn't afford an election.
Democracy is safe by default, eh?
Since when did you vote for democracy?
Dear heart, you do me wrong. One is perfectly content to have democracy thrust upon one.
Hence your democratic suggestion that we don't allow Wigton anywhere near it. Well, I can tell you that as from tonight, the plot has thickened.
Nearly ready. time for one more slurp and we'll go in, yes?
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Uncle Hen's idea of bliss is food and more food followed by food.
Where's that blasted dog?
I'm guilty, dear Polly, but as you so sensitively observe, blissfully so.
Don't worry, Charles, he's asleep in the kitchen.
Thickened, you say?
While we've been looking at ways of diverting Wigton, somebody's started a lobby against Michael Friend.
Surely not. An ideal man for the committee. Ex-army. Eminently sensible for all that.
Oh, he's safe in that way, but someone's trying to scupper him from the chairmanship.
Wigton, obviously. I did warn you, old thing.
No, not Wigton. I'm not sure who, but it's not him.
Oh, no, not Wuss. Oh, my God, I'd forgotten. No. The trifle. Please, Wuster, tell me you don't like trifle.
Presumably you put her up to it yesterday.
Don't be so flaming insulting. She knows what she's about, that one. Any road, I don't need a woman to ask on my behalf.
Of course, I didn't mean to suggest that you did.
Yes, you did, and no, I flaming well
didn't. I did, Dennis, it was only an observation.
Well, Baxter, it was a daft one, but then I wouldn't have expected much else from the likes of you.
Now, who's being unfair? Just let's forget it, shall we?
I didn't raise it, you did. And she had a good point.
I can assure you.
Assure my backside, Jules had a good point. I reckon you lot would put a tap on your own mothers if you had a mind.
You have my personal assurance that, as far as I know, there is no investigation into you or any other member.
Let me tell you something. If I find some goons listening in or steaming my mail open, I'll raise Cain inside and outside
the house.
There's
no earthly reason why there should be.
I heard that planted pansy Beresford coming up with a cop-out about security being essential to democracy and all that talk.
Oh, rubbish. That was nothing more than a boy wonder saying what he thought he should.
Beresford's a pillock.
Which I'm inclined to agree, but that's another matter. All I want. To
come on, Baxter, what's your bloody game? All this Dennis, I can assure you, rubbish. The only thing you assure me is that you're up to something.
Sometimes you act as if you have a long and exclusive lease on decency and that everyone else is on the make. I'm trying to
balls.
Tell you... just let me finish. I'm trying to tell you something that as Home Secretary and as a member of another party, I have no need to tell you. The word is that you think there's a campaign to keep you off the Defence Committee.
I know damn well there is.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Oh,
I. However, should there be, then I want you to know that if I have anything to do with it, it won't succeed. What's more...
Come off it, Baxter.
What's more, as far as I'm aware, there is no one on our side trying to keep you off.
And Santa Claus rides a 650 Norton.
In fact, I must say, as an individual, I think you'd be a first-class member of that committee. It needs someone of your, frankly, your style.
You're making me weep.
I doubt if anyone has managed to do that lately. For what it's worth, if anyone should seek my advice, I would support you.
Why?
What?
You heard? Why?
Well, and don't forget, should there be a new chairman, well, he would need the support of a couple of well-informed members such as yourself.
Far as I understood, Friend's got the chair. Well,
perhaps it's time for change.
Oh, yeah. And who might the change be, then?
It's hardly up to me, Dennis. In fact, nothing to do with me at all.
Go on.
Well, as you ask, I would have thought that Keith Chadwick would make a fist of it.
Chadwick? That is a brush. He wouldn't say boo to a goose. Anyway, what's wrong with Fred?
It's late. I've got a terrace lunch today.
I asked you a question, Baxter.
You put me in a difficult position, Dennis. My only concern is that the chairman of such a sensitive committee should be, well, let's say, above reproach. Now, mustache. But glad we talked.
Oh, I've been far too busy to read the papers this morning, Rose. Besides, everyone seems to take a great delight in telling me about it.
Oh, sorry. Just thought you'd be interested, that's all. Mr. Baxter's office was on. Didn't say what it was.
You better get him. Anything else?
Only Mr. Friend. Came in a couple of times.
What for? Who's his whip? Mr. Forsey, isn't it? Where's he?
Oh, he's gone to see Mr. Barker. Oh, that's another thing. He's back in hospital.
Oh, no. Heart again?
I think so. Mr. Forsey was on to the Westminster. They said they want to keep him for a couple of days.
Let Mr. Forsey know I'd like to see him as soon as he's back.
Mr. Friend? What shall I do?
Oh, don't worry. I'll see him around. Where's the order paper?
Here. I'll get Mr. Baxter for you.
What did they say, exactly?
Said, would you ring?
The Express.
Oh. Worcester gets a three-line whipping. Then it's, oh, it's just about you saying the dog couldn't stay and how it could be put down for all you cared. Then they quote Miss Bannister.
Oh, my God, Father James. Go on.
According to this, she said... Worcester was going to be put down, so that's why I rescued him. But my father thinks charity begins in Ethiopia and not at home. Perhaps Bob Geldof can convince him that four-legged strays deserve compassion.
That blasted animal, let me have a look.
shut it in the kitchen. You should have seen.
Charles, I've been trying to get hold of you.
We were just ringing.
Do you realise some festering animal rights group has threatened you? They've sprayed your front door, Worcester Killer, written all over it. Has the world gone mad?
Forget the stupid dog. What's all this about Friend and Wigton and goodness knows who else?
Forget it. According to my PPS, your rotten dog is about to come up in Prime Minister's questions.
Prime Minister, find time in what is admittedly a busy schedule to ask the chief wet why he refused to allow a dog to lead a dog's life.
Well, I'll obviously appreciate the humour of the honourable member's question. I hardly feel this is a matter for discussion. Order.
Mr. Speaker, sir, is it not clear?
Order. I must ask right honourable and honourable members to recognise that the time allowed for questions to the Prime Minister is short indeed, and therefore they should not waste time bringing forward extraneous matters. If they know, I will have to rule it out of order.
Mr. Speaker, sir.
Order now. Mr. Robertson.
A point of order, Mr. Speaker. Shouldn't the House be allowed to discuss the Chief Whip's dog on the grounds that it is of far more interest in the electorate than anything else he does?
Good old, keep this up 4 more minutes. PMQs will be finished. Another 4 minutes of this and I'll be finished, but I'll take that little mutt with me.
I do hope this is not another canine loss.
Okay.
Mr. Speaker, I suspect that most of this side of the House welcomes your observation that too short a time is allowed to question the Prime Minister each week. Considering the time taken up this afternoon by pet divertons, would you not consider extending this period for questions? And will this allow the Prime Minister time to say why a senior minister is spreading unsavoury rumours about one of his own government's honourable members?
I must say, Dougal, you do make it very hard for your friend.
Frankly, if you take the word of that leggy tart instead of me, well, I just don't know. She didn't even suggest it was me.
She didn't have to. Grace, when you have a moment.
2 ticks, Mr. Bannister.
Come on, it's me you're talking to, not some wet behind the ears backbencher.
Well, of course, I suppose you had your spies at work.
People tell me things, Dougal. Now you do the same. What the hell's going on?
2 cups of gin, says it, sir.
Thanks, Grace. Well?
The whole thing's out of context.
I sincerely hope so.
Do you know me, Charles?
Yes, I do. Too well.
There you are, sir. 2:40, please.
Hang on to the change, will you? We'll probably have an action replay in a minute.
Right you are, sir. By the way, Mr. Colville's looking for you earlier. Said he'd be back.
Oh, thanks very much. Cheers.
Cheers. Your brother-in-law? I didn't know he was a member.
He's not. Drops in occasionally, that's all.
I don't trust these intelligence laddies. You never talk to him about, business?
No. Family, nothing more. Mm. Now, come on, what happened?
I've told you nothing.
Friend believes you were putting the poison in.
Oh, sour grapes, simple sour grapes, just because I think he's the wrong man for the job.
The way I hear it, you suggested to Wigton, of all people, that Friend was less than reliable.
Yes. Charles, that is an unthinkable thing for you or anyone else to say. Why on earth should I say that?
Because a good rumour would get rid of him when you couldn't. Friend was unshiftable as chairman. Too much his own man. Yes?
You can't really blame him. A London flat's hardly the place for an animal.
There are bound to be accidents at first. He's got to settle down. Well, if he'd been a refugee, especially in the precious constituency, Daddy probably would have found him a social worker.
The mood your father was in this morning, I think Worcester's best chance is claiming sanctuary.
His attitude is disgusting.
Who's he?
Sorry, Daddy. Daddy thinks that if there's one more dog on the RSPCA heap of carcasses, it doesn't matter.
I think you made your point this morning. How did you manage to get that in the papers?
I mentioned it to a friend yesterday who knows someone on the Express.
I see. Your father phoned. He wasn't very happy.
Oh, serves him right.
Well, if I were Worcester, I'd take a sleeping tablet tonight and keep out of my master's way.
He wouldn't dare chuck him out now. The papers would love it. They'd crucify him.
You may be right.
Right! I tell you, Mummy, 4 million readers can't be wrong. Worcester stays.
I still don't understand this great change of mind. Why are you backing Wigton?
Ah, I think I've found a way to screw Wigton for good and his henchmen. We get him on the committee,
and let him leak harmless guff to the press.
The committee's looking at GCHQ, for goodness sake.
Harmless guff? Of course it is. With Chadwick as chairman, the line of questioning will be as benign as evensong. He adores the chiefs of staff, GCHQ, and everyone else in that business. He'd never let a committee get anywhere near any embarrassing information.
You actually believe that Wigton would be happy with nothing but Mickey Mouse?
Suitably presented.
He's a very intelligent and fundamentally an honest man. Besides, that's an amazingly cynical attitude towards the committee.
Of course. The sheriff shares my cynicism.
Oh?
Select committees are nothing but ego trips for members and imbalance factors for government.
I see.
Well, you know as well as I do that all those so-called fact-finding tours are nothing but jollies.
Well, they've done a lot of good work.
Oh, yes, my word. Look at the dreadful time the poor devils had when they had to go all the way to Nepal and Hong Kong to study the Gurkhas. Every scrap of information was available from the army and handouts right here in London.
Then why bother about Wigton and Michael Friend? I still can't see any sane reason to encourage Wigton to leak information.
Especially if it's low-grade ore. For one so sage, you're remarkably naive, Charles. Listen, he leaks to his tame lobby correspondent and it's spread all over the gutter press. Then we say, oh, how irresponsible. However could his party be trusted with the security of the nation?
This, even for you, is to say the very, very least unbright.
Oh, yes. Well, let me tell you something. The sheriff doesn't think so.
Really?
Really.
I don't believe it. You actually have the Prime Minister's support for this crazy idea?
But not in so many words.
And what does that mean?
Obviously the sheriff wouldn't give the official blessing.
That, I suspect, is the understatement of the week. My godfather, James.
Yes, please, Grace. Same again.
Is he really that stupid?
I'm afraid so.
Thank God for a strong PUS.
One always does.
I take it you coaxed him toward the notion of abandoning his scheme?
It took me most of last night.
How tiresome.
Eventually, the idea that if it went horribly wrong, the internal fan would blow clag all over him calmed him down.
So where does this leave Michael Friend?
Oh, he'll get the chairmanship, all right.
That'll not please Baxter.
Right. He's convinced that they'll uncover all sorts of maladministration that went on when he was Defence Secretary.
Does it really matter?
Only here. The great British public doesn't give a tinker's cut.
One relies on public apathy so much, dear heart.
I prefer to call it trust.
Then we shall.
The irony is that Dougal gave an impression that Friend was suspect, but he didn't actually say anything. So now Cameron and Wigton are discredited for spreading rumours, and Dougal's collected a halo.
Could have been most disagreeable.
Well, that's how he got where he is. His luck compensates for his incompetence.
Mind you, if his scheme had worked and Wigton had leaked classified information, well, it would have put the opposition back 10 years.
It would, wouldn't it?
Well, I still can't believe the Prime Minister agreed to the idea.
Absolutely, Henry. Of course not.
Absolutely. Of course.
Tea cake?
At the Rag? How very agreeable, dear heart.
In that episode of The House, you heard Julian Glover as Charles Bannister, Timothy West as Dougal Baxter, Sarah Bedell as Mary Bannister, Christopher Benjamin as Henry Colville, David Ryle as Dennis Wigton, Siobhan Redmond as Juliet Cameron, Sheila Reed as Rose, and Ruth Gemmell as Polly Bannister. The Speaker of the House was played by David McAllister, Michael Friend and the First MP by Stuart Organ, Keith Chadwick and the Second MP by Graham Blockie, Grace by Joan Matheson, and Nick Beresford by Rupert Baker. The House was written by Christopher Lee and produced by Pete Atkin.